أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفمن كان على بينة من ربه ويتلوه شاهد منه ومن قبله كتاب موسى إماما ورحمة أولئك يؤمنون به ومن يكفر به من الأحزاب فالنار موعده فلا تك في مرية منه إنه الحق من ربك ولكن أكثر الناس لا يؤمنون صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 17 of Surah Hud. In the previous ayah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about those individuals that carry out deeds, good deeds in this world, but because they do not believe in the hereafter with regards to the disbelievers, and with the believers, because they do things for personal motives, they want and they will get their reward in this world, in this dunya. Allah Ta'ala does a comparison, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. And what about that person who is on a clear sign, بَيِّنَةٍ. بَيِّنَةٍ actually is a clear sign. مِن رَبِّهِ from his Rabb. In other words, his way of life is upon this clear sign. And this clear sign refers, according to most of the commentators, the Quran Sharif itself. The author here, Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani and others have stated that it first refers to the Tawheed of Allah. That they are on the Tawheed of Allah, they are on the Kitab of Allah, they are on the way of life of the Rasul of Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is the first aspect with regards to their lifestyle, that they are on this bayyina, this clear sign, the sign, the way of Iman, the way of Quran, the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَتْلُوهُ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْهُ. Now the word tilawat actually means to follow. That is why tilawat is called tilawat, because we follow the way our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught sahaba, the way sahaba taught tabi'een, and how it came down. That is why tilawat is called tilawat. So here it is in its original meaning, وَيَتْلُوهُ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْهُ, and it is followed by a witness from it. This Qur'an that Allah Ta'ala is speaking about, that this Qur'an in itself is a witness upon itself. When we look at this Qur'an, we see this great mu'ajiza, this great miracle that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had sent down to our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How, and when we hear this Qur'an, we hear the recitation of the Qur'an, we hear the interpretation, we hear the explanation, all of it, it is like Allah Ta'ala is speaking to us now. And that is one of the greatest miracles of this Qur'an Sharif. وَيَتْلُوهُ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْهُ. And this Qur'an, the shahid, the witness, followed it. In other words, the explanation of this Qur'an, the mu'jiza and the miracle of this Qur'an is a following of that bayyina, that clear proof that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had sent down. وَمِنْ قَبْلِهِ كِتَابُ مُوسَىٰ إِمَامًا وَرَحْمًا. And before this Qur'an, there was another witness to this Qur'an. And the other witness to this Qur'an had come before the Qur'an. Did we ever hear of a court case that the witness is standing as a witness in the witness box before the case even happened, before the incident even took place? But look at this Qur'an Sharif. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had come years before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but his Torah had bore testimony to this Qur'an Sharif. And when we look at the Torah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed about this Qur'an, and for that matter the Injil and even the Zabur and the other scriptures also. So the evidence of this Qur'an, the witness of this Qur'an was always there even before the Qur'an Sharif was revealed. But Allah Ta'ala adds two qualities to the Kitab of Musa alayhi salam, Imaman and Rahma. Imaman, actually Imam, we know, the leader. Here it is the guide. And this is where we lack in so far as the Qur'an Sharif is concerned. We lack to take this Qur'an as our guide. On the one hand, it could be heedlessness. On the other hand, it could be our ignorance. that we don't want to go into this Quran, we don't want to know about this Quran, we don't want to learn the lessons from the Quran, we don't want to see what is halal and haram in the Quran, we don't want to take this message of the Quran Sharif. But Allah Ta'ala says, nonetheless, those that followed the Torah, you took it as the imam, Allah Ta'ala had given them success. Second is rahmah, that we complain about difficult times, we complain about difficulties, but this is the rahmah of Allah. Bring this Quran into our lives, bring this kitab and this wahi of Allah Ta'ala into our lives, and we will see that rahmah of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in every aspect of our lives. Thereafter Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ, that these people that are on this clear bayyina, this clear sign of Allah, this Quran and this kitab of Allah, أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ, one quality of them is they have brought full iman in this Quran. We all will say we brought iman in this Quran, but to bring complete and full conviction in this Quran means to make our lives fully according to the Quran and the kitab of Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهِ, and whoever disbelieves in the Quran, مِنَ الْأَحْزَابِ, from the different communities, be it the polytheists, be it the kuffar, the yahood, the nasara, the atheists, whoever, فَالنَّارُ مَوْعِدُ, then the fire of Jahannam will be their abode. Now look at this. Allah Ta'ala in the previous ayah clarified this issue. When they do good in this world, Allah will reward them in this world. But because they did not bring iman in Quran, then they didn't bring iman in Allah, they didn't bring iman in Akhirah. فَلَا تَكُوا فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِّنْ, and do not be in doubt with regards to this. Do not have a slightest doubt about this Quran, these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكْ, that this Quran is al-haq, it is the truth from your Rabb and from no one else. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, but most of mankind do not bring iman. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. May Allah Ta'ala make our lives according to this kitab of Allah and the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.